Chaim L'Chaim. This Yom Tov got the name of Didan Notzach. Didan Notzach means that we were victorious, but it sort of expands into all areas. Even though this is talking about a very specific area of the Svarim and the battles and that took place and the Klippas in Achra that were trying to be mevavel, they were trying to interfere and trying to disturb the Avodah. And the Dan Notzach, we were successful, but the same Dan Notzach is in all areas that we battle and that we struggle and that we have challenges with. That at the end of the day, we have to know that the Dan Notzach, the Dan Notzachayu, that with the right effort and with the right attention and with the being mekusher to the Rebbe and to Chassidus and to the Rebbe's instructions, we will end up being b'netzochen. There's no v'shalom. L'chaim, l'chaim. Some Yomim Tovim or some special occasion that we remember are sort of not unique to us as Chassidim. Let's say, for example, you know, teaching Torah, let's say. Teaching Torah, right? Teaching Gemara. Teaching Gemara, you don't have to be a Lubavitcher Chassid to teach somebody Gemara. I mean, Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of other people out there, not only Lubavitcher Chassidim, Mekushtim Rebbe, that know how to learn a Blad Gemara and know how to teach a Blad Gemara. So when you talk about what Geschmack do you have, of course, teaching a Blad Gemara, Nigla the Torah, is Chelik of Torah. We need both Nigla and Nister, both the Pnimis HaTorah and Nigla HaTorah. And it's interesting to notice that actually, did you see on the same day on Yutes Kislev when we're celebrating Rosh Hashanah LaChassidus, we also made a Chalukos HaShas, which means it's one Torah. It's the Pnimis, the Nigla, the Nister, it's the Chayis, it's of the same Inyan. It's not a separate thing. But yet,
one of the first sikhs published with Rebbe, it was the sikh on Shnei Merchis Mitalis.
Shnei Merchis Mitalis?
Yeah, it's one of the first sikhs. One of the first sikhs.
Yeah. So, you see that the same thing, the Alter Rebbe's name, Shnei Oir, told us both together in the same name. That he will shine the world with both Torah, Torah Sanigla, Torah Sanister. We have the Shulchan Aruch, and we have the Tanya, we have the Chassidus. So it's not separable, it's not one or the other, it's both. However, in practical terms, the ability to teach the world Gemara is not only in the hands of Chabad, is not only in the hands of Chassidim, that many other people can also teach Gemara. So therefore, if someone was going to ask you, what is your specialty? What is your sort of merchandise that you specially sell? So our uniqueness and our forte, so to speak, was that we teach Chassidus. Because where is somebody else going to come and learn a Perek Tanya? Where is somebody else going to come and learn a Sikha of the Rebbe? That he has to come to a Chabadnik. In other words, so when we teach something which is unique to us, in a way we have a special chayis, because that is something which represents our specialty, our addition. In addition to what everybody else learns and knows, we have a special zuchus and we have a special connection that we are shaykhs to Pnimis HaTorah, we're shaykhs to the Rebbe, and we're shaykhs to the Chassidim. So, whenever we come to something which is unique to us, that brings out a special chayis by the person. The same thing is, you know, amongst the Chassidim itself, and by the Babish Chassidim, we have different Yomim Tovim, we have different times that we celebrate. Moshe, we celebrate the Moshe, say Yutes Kislev. So Yutes Kislev is the Yom Tov of the Alter Rebbe, Rosh Hashanah L'Chassidus, the Miyasis from Chassidus Chabad, the forerunner before all the Rebbes. But Yutes Kislev has been celebrated in the times of the Alter Rebbe, in the times of the Mittler Rebbe, in the time of the Tzemach Tzedek, in the times of the Rebbe Marash, in the times of the Rebbe Rashab, and in the times of the Friedrich Rebbe, and the times of the Rebbe. That's not something, a celebration, which is unique to the Dor HaShvi, which is unique, which is our... It's been around for a while. It's been a celebration that's been celebrated. And therefore, the chayis and the gishmak and the special connection, it's like I say, it's like teaching Gemara in a level, it's a shaykhis to the klolus chassidus chabad, to all the rabbeim. But then you have a yontiv like the Dan Notzach, like Hey Tevis, that's specially connected to the Rebbe, specially connected to the Dor HaShvi. This is a yontiv that has been come to light in our generation, has come to light by our time. And like I mentioned in Shabbos, all the rabbeim during different periods of time had troubles with the government, had trouble with the being arrested and being in trouble. Why? They lived in a period of time which Yiddishkeit and Torah was in a way, and the system of the government was such that they can slander them and they can very easily put pressure and try to do bad to them.
It's been like this since the times of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
Okay, time of Shimon Bar Yochai also. But I'm talking about Chassidus Chabad specifically. The Rebbes all had challenges that challenged there, and we know, just like we know by the Alter Rebbe, that the challenge was a spiritual challenge. Yes, it manifested itself, it came out that they arrested the Alter Rebbe, right? And they arrested the Mittler Rebbe and the Friedrich Rebbe and all these, and the Tzemach Tzedek when he was at the Asifas HaRabonim, and all throughout the history there was always trouble from the outside. But when we live today in the Dor HaShvi with the Rebbe, you take a look, we live Baruch Hashem in a free country, we live in the United States, right? And if you don't basically, if you don't commit fraud, or you don't cheat the government, something like that, nobody puts you in jail. I mean, there is no such thing. I mean, you can learn Torah as much as you want. You can spread Torah as much as you want. There's really no threat. There's no challenge. So, when the Rebbe Kertibe developed his Megalus, so much Torah, so much Chassidus, reaches the whole world, and there is the Kitrug Milamailo, Maybe this man, you have to overcome this kitrug because these are challenges, because the level that the Rebbe disseminated, that the Rebbe taught, and the Rebbe reached out is beyond that has ever been done before. It's on a totally different level. And again, I'm not a expert on what goes on in the spiritual levels, but what we do know is that if we see that a challenge takes place in Olam Hazeh to the Rebbe, so that must be that there's some sort of a spiritual challenge to it, and there's some sort of a kitruk, something like that. So, if one could look at it from that point, what's it going to be in this Dor HaShvi, in the United States of America, what is going to be a challenge to the Rebbe's leadership, to the Rebbe's nesiyas, to the Rebbe's dissemination of Yiddishkeit and Chassidus in such a way that it was never done before? So the Eibishter brought a challenge. He brought a challenge with the Svarim. He brought a klipa, a sitra achra, in the name, in the form of sometimes machrivayich u'mersayich b'meich yitzayim, because they come and they descended from Kedusha. In the Mela, they have a lot of force, they have a lot of energy, and they stand in the way that they can kaveyochel try to interfere with the work of the Rebbe, try to start up with the Rebbe. What does it mean? The challenge to the Svarim means was a challenge to the Rebbe's legitimacy and the Rebbe's being the sole follower and the one mamshich haderech from the previous Rebbe. Because somebody says, no, there's other things. There's a Rebbe, And then there's family, and there's family, and there is lineage. It becomes a question, you know, and therefore, there could be, it's not Einoid Milvadri. There's not that there's only one Rebbe and one Chassidus, and there's one following, and everything is part of that. There's another thing. So there comes up, he says, I am also somebody. I'm a grandchild of the previous Rebbe. Okay, and I come, I'm a descendant, and he wants to be Mekatrik, he wants to be Mavdal, he wants to be Mailim, on the MS of the Kedusha, on the Eid of the Kedusha. That's the modern day counterpart, the same, similar of the arrest, the Kitrugim that took place. To the extent that they tried and they almost succeeded, to bring the Rebbe to court, to have to testify in court, which would be a tremendous, you know, chilul Hashem, a chilul kovet for the Rebbe.
The Rebbe was in jail once, too, right?
No, not as far as I know.
It's an interesting mess of the Rebbe Soloveitchik.
Oh, I know.
But that was before, I'm going to hear the story in a minute, but that was before he became Rebbe.
Yeah, it was when he was in Berlin.
When he was in Berlin. Mm-hmm. But okay, so that was more not as a Nasi Chabad, that was an individual. That, okay, yeah, but let's hear the story, go ahead.
So, he was in a, I think, either it was in a, like a college school or something, either he was in Yeshiva or in a...
He was in university in Berlin.
Yeah, in a university in Berlin, with Rebbe Nachum Soloveitchik. So, by Purim, there's different minhagim, well, some people...
You mean Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, right?
Yeah, so they got drunk, some, like, Chabad, we get drunk, you don't know the difference between Baruch Menachem and, or Haman, whatever.
Okay. Okay, but today's not Purim, so you should know. Okay, Baruch Mordechai and Rabbi, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, that was a story of the Rebbe being, you know, before and Purim. But this was a modern day kitrug, a modern day challenge. So I think that's why in some way Hasidim celebrate this Heitavis even more, because since this is special for us, this is something that became new to us, this is something which we feel connected. This was with the Rebbe, with our Rebbe, this was with the Rebbe during our lifetime, during our experience, and this took place in a present day, in a modern day. So therefore, there's a special uniqueness, there's a special chayis, and a special excitement, I think, that we have to this Yom Tov of Hei Tevis. Those who remember, and you probably, everybody too young to remember, I'm not sure about Yisiv Yitzchok, if he was there, and you were there then, at that time? No, you weren't there. You were in Russia then. But the Rebbe, there was a lot of things that the Rebbe took very much to heart. That the Rebbe would scream out from the depth of his heart. You know, some of them was about Miyu Yehudi, about the law, the terrible thing, what has happened to Jewish people. Some of it was about Eretz Yisrael, that they're giving away, the safety of Eretz Yisrael. And other things that happened over time. But nothing seemed, from what I remember, and what you can tell, nothing seemed to touched the Rebbe so deep and such anguish and such pain, like the story of this of the Dan Notzach, of the story of the books. That sort of mamish touched the Rebbe. The Rebbe was so very seemingly upset about this, hurt about this, and the
the Roshan was still alive at the time. No?
Yeah, absolutely. He took the side of the Rebbe, but his son. He took the side of the Rebbe, but the Rashak's family, that itself became broken up. She moved in with her son, and the Rashak stayed in 770. So it was but it was very, very painful. And like, you know, I mentioned before, sometimes the biggest force, people that come from Kedusha, they can stand up the greatest opposition. Even in the time, like when you read in the Kutat Deburim, a lot of the people who are with the communists who were arrested, who were the Malchus, the Shishkes over there, with Nachmanson, they all came from Yiddish background. They came from, and sometimes, you know, from the Yiddish background, they became the biggest, like the expression of the Novi, Machrivayich, Umeharsayich, Memechitzeyu.
Lulav,
yeah? Yeah, Lulav and Nachmanson. So these are all, I mean, we don't know mysterious things. But yet, at the same time, we can just imagine how painful it is, because, you know, also from the Rebbe's perspective, you know, these were, you know, children and grandchildren from the previous Rebbe and everything else, and they've descended and deteriorated to such klipas atmeis, to such a degree that this was a very, that pained the Rebbe a lot, you know, I'm sure, you know. But when we heard, you know, as chassidim, the cry out and the language that the Rebbe used about Sforim, a bomb he has in the house, a bomb, you know, and the Rebbe was like totally besides himself with what was going on and how did they dare to start up with the previous Rebbe. So therefore, to us, you know, we need to, you know, we need to celebrate this, you know, we need to celebrate this. We're learning today in the Maimon and the Torah Oir this morning. He says something, you know, interesting, you know, not exactly in these words, but he says, you know, every day we daven, right? We daven every day. We say the same thing in davening. What do we do every day, right? We say, Psukei de Zimra, the verses of song, and then we say the Birchas Krishma, we say the same thing. Why do we daven every day? I read davened yesterday, I said the same thing. Okay, so maybe one time we tell you about, you know, you should know all that the Eibishter Atamachayas Kulam, Tzvahashamayim Lecham Mishtachavim, everything is that Hashem created everything, and the worlds, and the heavens, and the earth, and the Alazachan, and then Vaifanim, Vachayas HaKoydesh, Birash Godel, yes. Now we know the information, we've already studied it, right? Even when you learn something, how many times do you learn something? He says you have to chazer 100 times, 101 times, okay. How many times do you have to daven and say the same thing over and over again? I said it yesterday, I said it the day before, I said it a week ago, I said it a month ago, last year, 2 years ago, well, keep on saying, change the word, let me learn something new, let me say something new. I say over the same thing again and again. What's the point? What's the point of repeating ourselves constantly over and over and over the same sukkah the zimra once and once again? In Chassidus, there is a constant moshul from the Gemara, which it says, it brings down that ganav apu machtar terachmona karya. That means that ganav, there's somebody, a thief who's trying to break into somebody else's house, and of course he's afraid that he might get caught. What happens if you get caught? You get put into jail. So, because he's afraid that he's going to get caught, so he prays to Hashem. He says, Hashem, please help me that they don't catch me. So, the question is, this seems to be a paradox over here. If you believe in Hashem, you're praying to Hashem to help you. So that means that you believe that Hashem has the ability and has the koyach to help you. They shouldn't get caught. So if you believe in the Eibishter, so you know that the Eibishter says you shouldn't steal, that he can give you your parnosa in a kosher way. Why are you standing? Why are you trying to break in somebody else's house? Elavah then, you're breaking in because you don't believe in the Eibishter, because the Torah says, Loi signa, if you know you're not allowed to steal, and you don't care what the Torah says, so you don't care about the Eibishter. Why? Because you don't believe in the Eibishter. You don't believe in Hashem, right? So then, why are you davening to Hashem?
Isn't it human nature? I mean, just from the halacha that option in Malamed is Bnei Umomus, Malamed Yedistus. Why? I mean, the prayer, he could have found, you know, some pronounce, even if, you know, his father didn't teach him.
Easiest way is Listus, because you don't know what to do. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, he's going to be Malaskim as a Bnei's.
Yeah?
So, the same with Umomus. Then why, you know, why is it the Havai Mina that that guy who wasn't taught any Umomus, he's going to rob the people?
Because I don't know the connection over there is, because if you don't teach him something to do, the only thing what he can do is take away from others, steal, because otherwise he doesn't know what to do.
So, he wasn't taught him, you know, to do anything. So
No, okay. But let me tell you what the Chassidus explains all the time. It says like this. It says, knowing is not enough. Knowing is not enough. I know that if I eat this, it's not good for me. So I know. It's not a question of knowing. But it's not enough to stop me from doing it. Right? However, you know what? If you ate something which wasn't really good for you, and immediately after you finished eating it, you went away with a stomachache, then you probably think twice whether you're going to eat it, because the results come right away. So you can see the results, so it doesn't take... It's not just about knowing it, you can actually see the results because it comes very quickly. The unfortunate thing... the difference between eating? Yeah. So unfortunately, the results sometimes of doing something negative don't come up right away. So b'meila, it doesn't impact. That means, in the terms of the Chassidus, it means the knowledge is in a way of a makif. It surrounds me. It's there. I know about it, but it doesn't impact. I don't see it. It doesn't impact me. In order for me to be affected by what I know, I have to see it. So the Maimer explains like this. Of course we know Eifanim, V'chayis HaKodesh, we learned it yesterday. We learned it. It's not just about the knowledge of knowing. But if we want to say Shema Yisrael, V'ahavtos Hashem Elokecha, to love the Eibrishter, to have a level of love in our heart, it's not just enough to know. You have to experience, you have to contemplate, you have to focus on it, and you have to be able to articulate and take it apart and think about it, and then once you know about it, then you can come to V'ahavtos Hashem Elokecha. So basically what we're saying over here is why we daven every day is, it's not just to tell us the information that we may know already from the other day. We're telling it to us right now that we should sort of get a feeling for it. We want to arouse ourselves, we want to take what we know and give us a clarity, give us a vision now. We want to give us a something that we can see right now. And take that, and that will help us later on bring about the Aved, to bring it level of Riyah. When we come to Afabrengen, like today, we talk about Hey Tevis. Yeah, we know the story. Yeah, there was a story, there was books, a story, and we won. Fine. That's not the same thing as you start to think and you start to talk and you start to take apart and see how much tsar, how much pain the Rebbe was in, how much agmas nefesh, how much grief it caused the Rebbe, how, and to go through to understand that chas v'sholem v'chas v'sholem, in the ways of nature there could have been another result. There was a challenge, and God forbid that challenge was a real challenge. What that could have meant, chas v'sholem, if the other side would have had a victory, what it would have meant. It's mavla al arayin, and to try to understand how great the miracle that the Eibishter performed. But it wasn't such a obvious, given, set thing that lawyers got paid thousands of dollars to pursue that case. It wasn't a clear cut case. There was evidence in both ways, so to speak. For the eye. It was a challenge, and it was a challenge, and it was a pain, and it was a heartache, and there was fallout, and there was a lot of yisurim, there was a lot of pain. You're asking about the case itself. So that alone, okay, but that alone is precisely why the miracle is so great. That alone is the reason, because you are saying that there could be some legitimacy, because there could be part of this. We know quite well, besides, we know that this was a challenge really to the Rebbe's Hemshech. This wasn't just, it wasn't about a financial, it wasn't about a monetary, it wasn't about a money issue over here. Who's going to get the money? This wasn't about money. There's no benefit, there's no money gain over here. This was about the Rebbe's leadership, the Rebbe's following the Friedrich Rebbe. That was the challenge. He wanted this individual, the only place that he came from even though he used all the arguments of inheritance and everything else, but that's not where he came from. That wasn't the challenge. The challenge over here was a challenge to the Rebbe's leadership. That was a challenge. He said there was two. There wasn't Yochid. The previous Rebbe was a Ben Yochid. The Yochid means there was no question. The Friedrich Rebbe, we knew who was the Malamakim of the Rebbe Rashab. It was Beno Yechideh. Over here, the person comes and says, there's two. It's not one, there's two. And therefore, there's two, there could be other in Yonim. And that's why it was Taka so painful. Because it didn't come just, it wasn't just a question. Somebody wanted a couple of dollars that the grandfather left him, or somebody left him. It was a whole different, it's a different thing. But anyways, L'chaim, if we were sensitive, if we were really chassidim, well, we should be, if we really cared, if we weren't so far tumult in the havle oilam hazeh, in the narishkeit of this world, being caught up in it, we would take a sitnim fabreng and give thanks and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracles that he did in this day, Bayom Mahim Bizman Hazeh, in those days, and not so long ago, not so much Ahim, it's not so long ago, Bizman Hazeh, Neitevis, we would have really been Sameach, we would have really been Besimcha Atzuma for the great miracle of Didan Notzach, that we were able to be victorious. But being that we are vergrept, that we are gross, we are not sensitive, we're not. We don't have Hashmin Lev Ha'am, as the Pasuk said, the heart of the people is fat. They have eyes and don't see. It's like the Avodah Zarah, you know, they have eyes and don't see, they have ears and they don't hear, they have noses and they don't smell. We are not sensitive enough. We're forgrept, and therefore, you know, the day goes by, we're yoitze a little bit, you know, so Baruch Hashem, we have David goes to Yeshiva and he arranges Prof. Abrengen for the cult of Sharon over here, so for the...
He wouldn't let us rest.
For the cult of people over here. He said, hey, Tavis, yeah. How could you do it? Yeah. And it's good.
He was coughing. He was coughing the whole day.
Because this is the. Because you know what? Because he is not yet. These Bachrim, the Yeshiva Bachrim, and all of them, you see, they're more refined. They have they're more tuned in. They know they are more sensitive to all what's going on, to the spirituality. And therefore, to them, it's meaningful, and I, you know, it's very, very important. Even if people don't come to participate at a Fabrengen, and there's a crowd is small, it doesn't matter. But people hear about Heitevis, they know there is a Fabrengen, they know what it should be. People are busy and caught up in their worlds and their things, and you know. To be done, everybody lekavshus. Certainly, they are. Everybody's pulled in various different directions. So people, tayyim ha'maisa tomorrow, and people have things to do. And ha'maisa means a day of action. Meaning, it's not a Shabbos. Yeah, it's a ha'maisa. And people go. So everybody, but l'chaim. The Eibshe should help us, all people, that we should learn from these yeshiva bachrim. We should learn from their sincerity. From their emes, the kite, from their real true devotion, you know, that they are selfless and übergegeben, they are devoted, yeah?
I'm going to learn. I'm about to go back to Yeshiva.
No, we have to try to peel off our own layers. When yeah. We see the purity,
that's right,
we
exactly.
Remind us of how we used to be.
How we used to be and how we should be.
Before we really.
Yeah, we should be, yeah.
We all
so
should
yeah, yeah. But they should help us that, you know, they send a good reminder once in a while with these chevra, with these bachrim, the yeshiva bachrim. So we see the real thing, you know, that with the nozah. They should help us that we should all have, you know, a lot of Yiddish and Chassidish and Achas from the boys and from the girls. And they should all, you know, go b'derech that we hope, we want them to go and to be matzliach and in all the Yonim. L'chaim, 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 l'chaim.